You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Now let me welcome on the line Simphiwe Tsengwa. He is Executive Director of Municipal Finance at SAGA. Now, I'd like to talk to him about the audit outcomes, a report that was released by the Auditor General yesterday, which paints a bleak picture of what is happening with our municipalities, as well as this issue of handling of the public finances. Simphiwe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Polani. Good morning to your listeners.
And thank you for your time. Simphiwe, firstly, I just want to know, what is your responsibility as SAGA in relation to the handling of the public finances?
At SAGA, we do two things, Polani. We lobby and speak for local government in terms of the sector being properly resourced. That is, we interact with Treasury so that the allocations to municipalities are done adequately. Secondly, we also work closely with the Auditor General to monitor that there's a proper spending, there's financial management capacity, there's a positive audit outcomes in local government.
And there are no positive outcomes if you look just the general picture. Of the 263 municipalities, only 49 achieved clean audits, and the most of them happen to be in the Western Cape. Why is this?
Polani, this has to be put into context. When we started the previous term, there was only one municipality that attained a clean audit. At the end, you know, in the last financial year of the previous term, we have 49 municipalities. That's some improvement. Secondly, more than 60% of municipalities currently are either attaining clean audits or unqualified audits. That's another positive. And lastly, perhaps, and most importantly, the Auditor General says almost more than 70% of the funding that goes to local government is spent in municipalities that have got clear systems, clean audits, unqualified audits, and there is evidence of services being procured.
All right, so that's the positive picture that you're painting. But here's what the Auditor General told us yesterday. He said irregular expenditure in local municipalities increased by over 50% over the past year to 16.81 billion rand. Surely that is completely unacceptable.
Definitely, it's unacceptable, and that is an alarming figure. And we call upon our municipalities to put in place, you know, consequence management systems, internal controls, and so on to turn around that ship. But again, when we look at it, you know, beyond just the surface, we find that this irregular expenditure, by and large, happened in 10 municipalities. And even in those 10 municipalities, the bulk of the amount, you know, was spent on procuring infrastructure services such as water, housing, fixing roads, and so on. But also we say, as SAGA, where there are clear instances of non-compliance with the regulations, action must be taken. There must be consequences. People must be held to account. And if we have to bring in other state agencies to go beyond what the AG has just done, you know, we need to do that. And we're happy.
So the irregular expenditure essentially means that people are not complying with the procurement legislation, right? Is that what it means?
It could mean a number of things, Golan. It could mean, for instance, that a municipality has spent, there are records, there's everything, but they didn't put in their website, for example, that they have awarded a tender to this particular entity. It could mean as well that a money that was initially budgeted for housing has now been used for roads or for water, but it's still a service. So it could mean a number of things. So we need to be more clear when we unpack what this means.
Because the suggestion by the Auditor General is that people are just not complying with the internal financial controls. And you've got to wonder why. Why would 50% not comply with these internal financial controls if it is not corruption?
Which is true. And we are equally concerned about that. The Auditor General goes on to say it's a number of factors. One, it's a lack of skills to put in place, you know, internal controls. But two, they find that there are serious vacancies in a number of municipalities. And three, and most worryingly, the Auditor General talks about the turnover of municipal managers and the CFOs, creating a situation of instability and non-implementation of recommendations and plans.
Sure, Mr. Tsengwa, and I hear you when you talk about lack of skills and vacancies, etc. But, you know, I've been covering the story for many, many years, and every year the Auditor General's office says to us, but we have told municipalities that we are available to help them where they do not have the necessary skills. They just don't come to us.
That is true, which is what we're doing as SAGA, to proactively follow through, especially these municipalities that are getting adverse disclaimers the recently amalgamated municipalities, the municipalities under Section 139 that have been, you know, taken over by provincial or national government. We monitor and follow up those proactively. But also, we are saying to municipalities, it's not enough to have in place an audit improvement plan. What is most important is that there are resources and people to implement that plan, and that's what we want to escalate.
Sure. The other thing that has come through, and you've said it yourself, consequence management. Year in and year out, we talk about these numbers, but ultimately there has to be consequences for those who are not complying. Within the current legislation, what can be done?
There are discussions, for instance, currently between the Auditor General and the SCOPA in Parliament, and we support that as SALGA, that the Auditor General results, you know, must not only point out problems, but the Auditor General must be given powers to invoke other instruments of the state, the SIU, the HOCS, to follow through on particular instances, do further investigations, and take action against those that are, you know, found to be transgressing for whatever reason, you know, what is in the regulations. Secondly, we say to municipalities, we're disappointed that whereas in the previous financial year, almost about 50% of municipalities had clear arrangements for consequence management, that has reduced or regressed.
Sure.
We want to, again, encourage our members to put this in place and make sure that the oversight structures, you know, their reports, you know, are indeed presented to council and followed
through. We seem to be running around in circle because, you know, if you look at what happened with the public protector and the findings and the remedial action, the Constitutional Court confirming that you cannot simply just ignore them. I mean, surely that should apply as well to the Auditor General's Office, which is another Chapter 9 institution, that you cannot just ignore the findings of the Auditor General. So we already have that law there. Why are we not following up on that?
Well, it's not an enforceable matter as yet, but Parliament is working on making it an enforceable instrument. And we would definitely support that as SALGA, that the recommendations made by the AG, you know, must be implemented. But also it goes with our endeavors to capacitate and properly resource municipalities so that they can implement this.
All right. I've got Tebogo who wants to talk to you here, Simpiwe. Just a quick one. Tebogo and Rodobot, what would you like to say to Simpiwe? Very briefly.
A very quick one. Since remember, these people are getting paid, SALGA people. They're getting paid to provide assistance services. Since the municipalities have failed, what consequence must they face as SALGA? Thank you.
Okay, Tebogo, thank you very much. So the consequences that you then as SALGA must face as a result of failure to implement some of the recommendations by the Auditor General?
SALGA is an association of municipalities. We do oversight, we monitor and support and build capacity in municipalities. We are not responsible directly for implementing the turnaround in municipalities. We can only capacitate and support those that are in charge. But we've said even yesterday that the MSMA is clear that where a particular official is found to have transgressed regulations, action must be taken against that official. If it means the wasted money or resources must be recouped against the account of that official, then that must be implemented by municipalities.
Sure. Some of the stats that came yesterday were really alarming. For instance, in Tshwane, there was a story that they spent over R1 billion just before the elections last year. What is going to happen? Is this issue just going to be swept under the carpet?
In a number of municipalities, there are investigations happening. In a number of municipalities, there are matters already submitted to HOCS for follow-up. And again, Tshwane is highlighted in the report as one of those municipalities that has incurred huge amounts of irregular expenditure. And I think the current, you know, administration is looking and following up on those matters.
All right, Simpiwe Tsengwa, he is the Executive Director of Municipal Finance at the South African Local Government Association.